No Joke Hurt. Coolest podcast in the world. I'm in here.
You ready? You gotta be like.
What? Oh, you're gonna flex the case. You know what's fucked up is that I'm an old man, so I look at that and I think it's floss. I'm really like, damn, he's concerned with his teeth. What a grown up young man. You're just always out here with the AirPods in?
Yeah, I'd be like, what'd you say?
I don't understand that. I don't understand how people just want to like, be listening to music while you're hanging out with the homies or whatever. It's like, I got to be focused on it. What's going on?
I don't understand how these even started popping. These have been out for so long.
They haven't been out that long. A couple years, right?
A couple years.
But they definitely, you're right. They kicked into gear.
2018 was their year.
You know, it's always like that, though. Like, when the iPhone first came out, when you were, like, one, it wasn't like people were dying to get their hands on the iPhone. It's like they had to keep building on it, making it better and better.
As soon as they came out with the iPhone 7 or the iPhone 8 is when they were like, oh, I gotta get my hands on that.
My publicist still has a 5. And like sometimes I'll like, she'll take a picture of me and I'm just wondering like, why does this look so bad? It's because it's like 2014 in her world. I was just saying that I wasn't gonna make fun of her for a day more.
Like my manager, he still has an 8. I'm like, come on.
Damn, you gotta step up. That's crazy.
Like,
actually,
even my mom has an ex.
Let's make a promise. Next time that we get a big bag, we're gonna buy our people's brand new iPhones.
Yes.
Actually, I'm gonna announce right now that Laura, my publicist, I'm gonna buy you a brand new iPhone.
That's crazy.
That's like a rack right there.
It's a rack, you know, $1,000 phone.
She deserves it. Just have a better phone, yeah. So that when she takes pictures of me, I look better. Yeah. Anyway, YNWB Slime, how you living, bro?
I'm living great.
You're living good. You're living great. Talk to me about, so you're from where again?
Vero Beach, Florida. How you doing?
That's where you're from. Okay. And so what was your life like up until the point where, you know, you started to, I mean, it's kind of hard to even contextualize.
Thing is, I was living kind of like how I'm living now, just I got more fame. It was more of a like, okay, boom, go to school, play basketball after school, get picked up from school, take a shower, do some homework, and go play my game.
That's like
sometimes
every
studio,
kid's regular, you know? Ass life, right?
Yeah, I'm basically living a regular life, but it's like some days it's go to school, go home, rest for 30 minutes, go in the studio till like 11:30.
Right.
Take a shower. Then from there, I got to go to sleep.
Because, so what you're saying is that the kids that you go to school with, they don't understand that you've got priorities.
They think of it as, hey, you're Beast Slime.
But you grew up around them. No?
Well, not the people that I hang out with now. Now I'm in Miami. It's like a whole nother school and stuff. But back in Vero, it was more of a like, they didn't really care. But
why'd you end up moving to Miami?
I don't know. It was more of a
change of pace?
I guess. I don't really know. I just moved.
Right. That's cool. But so back where you grew up?
It was more of a like, they didn't care that my brother was Millie.
Right. Really?
They cared. They didn't care, but they didn't care.
I feel like it's the biggest deal in the world when you're a kid and anyone like, you know is famous.
It was because like everybody that was at that school basically grew up with him. Like I went to the school called Oslo Middle, so it was basically like he went to that school, so all the teachers knew about him, so it was basically like they didn't really care.
Right. But was there a point where all of a sudden his fame started to reach the level where they started to have to care? Because that's kind of how I was with Melly, because I knew Melly when he didn't have anything going on. I knew about his music before he even got out of jail. And then, you know, it hits off, but then it just kept reaching bigger and bigger levels.
Yeah.
All of a sudden
people
he's with Kanye.
They're like, oh, how's Melly doing? Yo, I heard he got that song with Kanye. Where'd that go hard, bro? I'm like, why all of a sudden did you just start caring like this? I'm like, wait a minute, this ain't right. I knew there was something about it, but I was like, okay, I'm gonna just go along with it.
You're learning the lesson at a young age that people are fake. And you gotta be careful who you associate with.
Really associate myself with anybody at school.
Really? In Miami, you kind of keep it close? Because it's kind of weird for you to let somebody in at this point, right?
I come to the people of who were with me from like the first day of school before anybody knew that my brother is Melly. I stick with those people.
Were you always like a popular type of kid, or what kind of kid were you in school?
I was quiet.
You were always quiet?
Well, no, not really, but I was quiet. Like, people started to more embrace me after they figured out that my brother was Melly, so I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
That's a lot of woes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You do the whoa?
And
Yeah, basically, yeah, like that, right? So had you even thought about making music before your brother put the idea in your head, or what?
No, I was on the road to what my dad told me. Stick to sports.
Your dad told you that?
Big man. Stick to the sports.
That's what your dad was about?
Sports. It's in the game. Like, whoa. Okay. So I was just playing football and basketball.
Uh-huh.
And I got in the studio and made my first song. And I was like, I like this. I like the sound of my voice. I'm like,
But was it your brother who motivated you to get in the studio?
He was like, yo, like, I wasn't really in school because it was summertime when I was with my brother. So it was like, I was just sticking at his house and just playing my game, you know? And he was like, one day, like, hey, come to the studio with us, man. I'm tired of you sitting here at the house alone just playing your game, okay? You need to come to the studio with us one time so you can see what it's like and see if you like it. I'm like, no, man, I want to stay home. He's like, no.
Do you feel like you were just chilling playing video games because you were maybe a little bit scared to, like, go out and try new things?
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm just going to stick to basketball and football. I don't know about this.
Mm.
So, like, when I was over there, I just played my game. And then he was like, you know what? Let me see what you got, bro. Come to the studio with me. He was like, then he hit me with the, if you don't come with the studio with us today, I'm taking my credit card off.
What?
Not buying no more V-Bucks. I'm like, all right, I'll come.
So you're just constantly spending money on Fortnite?
Well, no, not really. I spend money on buying new games, too, but it's mostly like, I gotta have it.
So you experiment with a lot of other games, or do you mostly just like stick to Fortnite?
League of Legends, World War Z.
Oh,
and so by the way, Crazy on Top, you already know. That's my clan.
Your clan. Oh, you're in a clan. That's cool.
No, I own that clan.
Oh, you started Craze. It?
Yeah, I just started. It hit like 3,000 followers in like the second day that I brought it out.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah, Crazy on Top, y'all.
Because...
Crazy on top. No.
I think that's like a really good look, because like most of your friends, they play Fortnite. It's kind of a common thing.
Yeah, but it was like, it was more of a, me and my friend dropped out of our other clan, and then we just said, no, I don't want to, because the clan leader, he wasn't really motivated. So I was like, okay, let's see if we could do something new. So me and my friend named Verxes, we were like, okay, yeah, let's start our own clan. I came up with the name. He was like, I like that. He was like, yeah, we created it. Zero followers. He was gonna turn it into his page, and her turn his page into the clan page. I'm like, no, just start a whole new clan page, and we did, and it low key blew up. And if my fans, which you probably are gonna be watching this,
I feel like it's gonna blow up more now.
If y'all watching this, KRXZE.GG, send us some clips. You're in the clan.
Do you think that if your brother hadn't gone into the rap thing, that you would have just been like fully into the video game thing?
I would be like, if I didn't start rapping with my brother and stuff, I would probably be in FaZe. The more like how much I play games.
Have you met any of them? You met FaZe Banks? I can introduce you. I feel like he would totally like you. Like, he's got Yachty in FaZe, all the stuff.
Yachty, cool, like Minnesota.
You a big Yachty fan?
No, not really.
Why not?
I mean, I don't really listen to his music, but I listen to his music, so it's kind of weird.
Because it's always on, right?
Yeah, like, if something comes on, it comes on. I'll listen to it.
Mm.
And that's about it.
Do you think that's, like, the goal for young people right now, is to be in FaZe or to be, like, a Fortnite god? Is that, like, a very common goal?
Like, everybody at my school is probably like, I'm better than you in Fortnite. All right, 1-on-1 me then, kid. And I'm like, okay. I don't know about this, man.
Is there anybody at school who can beat you?
A lot of people.
Okay, let's not talk about
it. But not a lot of people, because I'm kind of goated, you know? I'm like one of the most goated ski masks. I want smoke. I'm one of the most goated Fortnite players out here.
Goated. That's such a weird transformation of slang, that it went from being a goat to being goated.
Exactly. It was more of a like, okay, you play a game. Oh my God, you're so goated.
Right.
If you eat grass, you're a goat. If you make good music, you're a goat. I'm like, okay, it's the same word. Which one do you mean?
Just keeps spiraling out of control.
I feel like it's like, there's a different type of goat. Like, if they're like, you're a goat, bro, that's the rap type of goat. Oh my God, you're so goated. That's the Fortnite type of goat. And then, you're a goat.
It's almost like sarcastic, though. When I'll tell a kid, like, you the goat. And it's like, he knows what I mean is basically like, whatever. Who do you fuck with, Ninja or Tfue?
Tfue.
Really?
You want to know why?
Why?
Ninja switched the mixer.
Ah.
That's the worst thing you could have ever done.
You don't fuck with Mixer? I haven't been on it. Is it all right?
No. I had a little bit of a fan base on there. Like, I'll probably get like 12, 20 people in there.
Uh-huh.
And then when I post on my page, I'll get like 100 people in there. I'm like, okay, then I'm switching to Twitch. I'm trying to make a Twitch channel right now.
Right. I can help you out. I got some connections there.
Yeah. I kind of need that. I'm still setting up my stuff.
They're pretty open-minded. I saw a girl. She threw her cat over her shoulder. And they didn't kick her off the platform. For real. She threw the cat. Right, Yuri? Yuri saw it too.
Who throws cats?
Yeah, you've never abused a cat, right? That's one thing I want to get out of the way.
No.
Hell yeah.
I don't like cats, but.
What? So, why not?
I like dogs and snakes.
Snakes? Oh, you on that slat shit?
I just like snakes.
You've been listening to too much Gunna. You're like, oh, I'm going to get that slat emoji on my face.
I'm just get a big snake when I get older, just right here, you know.
Isn't that kind of the messed up thing about the rap world, is that if you got the snake emoji tattoo on your forehead, people would probably be like, oh, he's so dope.
It's so dope. Like, you really have a snake emoji on your face. Like when Gucci Mane got that ice cream, I was like, oh, that go hard. I'm like, you just got an ice cream tattooed on your face.
You were like one when that happened.
Nah. Like, when did it happen?
I'm pretty sure it was like 2009.
I was two. Okay. I was two.
You were two and you were paying attention to Gucci Mane's face tattoos. I honestly think that you've got what it takes to be a rapper based on that alone.
But no, it was more of a like, I seen it in like 2016. Mm. It just popped up. I'm like, what? Who's Gucci Mane?
Do you fuck with him now?
Yeah. He's.
That's the legend right there. Even if you don't listen to his music, at some point, pay attention to his career. He's got a great book, actually. I recommend you read it.
Burr.
That's good. That's a good impression. You should read his book at some point. You read? What'd you read lately?
Oh no, my mom bought me this book and I've been reading it.
What's it called?
It's about
the Bible.
It's a not.
No, okay.
Oh.
Listen, if you're used to playing Fortnite, you probably are not gonna want to read the Bible because the Bible's kind of slow compared to Fortnite.
But no, it's like about an alien that landed. And who is calling me out of my AirPods?
So what? Your ears are vibrating right now?
Yes, it was the.
I've never used them, so I don't even know about that. That's tight.
It's like you hear everything out of them. Can you just block that number, whoever just called me?
Block it. It's probably your friend.
Was it like a random number? Okay.
Talk to me about getting into the music and what was that first video that you dropped? That was kind of a crazy experience for me to be like, oh damn, like, because I'd met you at Rolling Loud in Miami.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Didn't know you were going to come with a serious music.
Yeah, you looked at me, you're like, you looked at my shirt and you're like, oh, that should go hard. Who are you? Like, I'm YNW Melly's little brother. And you're like, oh, okay. Can I get a picture of you in that shirt? Like, okay. Yeah, you snapped a photo and then that photo went viral because mm-hmm. I performed in the shirt.
And then the clout started pouring in, right?
Started pouring in.
I helped start your career.
Yeah.
I need a percent.
How much you want? 1%?
I was thinking like more like 30, 40%, you know? Hey, that's nothing compared to what these labels are going to do to you. Do you sign yet?
Nope.
No, okay.
I want to sign something serious, like two albums for $5-10 million, you know? Something like that.
That's a good attitude. I tried to sign your brother before he was signed. Actually, no, that was the problem. I tried to sign your brother, but he was already signed. But he didn't like let the label that I was with know that he was already signed until much later.
Somebody at my class tried to sign me. He was like, okay, look, so here's the deal, Mr. B-Slime. You get all your music, you get $1 billion a week, and you only need one song. I'm like,
who was this person?
It was like one of my friends. He was like, I said, na 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 na.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think he's got $52 billion for the year.
I don't even think. You owe me a lot of money.
Yeah.
If I did sign in, if I ain't get my money, I'd be like, okay. Yeah. I'm going to let that stack up. And then at the end of the year, I'll be like, okay, you owe me like $100 billion. So where's my money? I signed to your label. I gave you a song. Now where's my money?
Well, that's kind of the problem with somebody owing you $100 billion is that they probably don't have $100 billion, so they're never going to pay you back. That's why you can never sue a broke person. But then as soon as if somebody rich does something fucked up to you, you can sue them because they got money, right?
I'm not even going, like, if you owe me $100 billion, I'm not taking you to court because you're probably poor. So I'm like, okay, you can keep your $2.
Pull up with a rocket launcher. Maybe. Anyway, so you start making music. Did you feel like you had a natural talent for it right away?
I was like, I don't like my voice. I think I got too much audio tune. And then I went to the right studio, and they didn't give me no auto tune. They just gave me reverb. I was like, oh, I kind of like this. So at first, I'm like, too much audio tune.
Auto tune.
Auto tune.
It's all right.
Yeah, I was like, first, too much auto tune. Then the second time, I was like, okay, it looks a little better, but still too much auto tune.
Uh-huh.
And then the third time, I'm like, okay, this is my third song. Too much auto tune. And then my fourth song, I'm like, okay, this is just right. I like this. And then fourth, fifth song, I just got better. It wasn't more of a, like, I didn't get better right away. My first song wasn't goated, but it was still goated.
Your brother, how would you compare your style to your brother? Because you're very, you kind of remind me of like a Juice WRLD, like a more emo, sort of sing-along, little mosey.
Awesome to say emo. I'm like.
Not that you're emo, but that the music sort of has that sing-songy vibe.
Turn around in time.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
How I compare to my brother is because we kind of have the same melodies. You can say that, like the singing style.
Uh-huh.
You can say that.
For me, he was always really interesting because he would just spaz out on beats and be hitting so many different bizarre melodies and flows. He would just shock you.
Especially on mixed personalities. That high note, I'm like, why you do that?
Yeah.
Why you do that?
It's kind of like, when I first heard Melly, my reaction was kind of like, oh, he's dope, but he kind of sounds like Thug. But by the end of that album and stuff, I started to really be like, okay, he's dope for a lot of the same reasons that Thug is dope, but I don't feel like anybody's looking at him now like he's biting Thug. What is that face? You're just doing this whole time. He's doing like a beaver face at me. I don't know if the camera caught that. Is that what you're going to hit me with when I start talking about music?
Yep.
Be like, shut up, talk about V-Bucks.
No, this is my shut up, talk about V-Bucks face.
You could be a comedian while you're at it.
I'd be like.
You don't have the goal to be like a YouTuber as well? You ever thought about
it? I'd be like, hey guys, yeah. B-Slime here, and welcome back to another video. If you don't like this video, you have 5 years of bad luck. And here we go. I get a couple trick shots with my friends today. We had a good Fortnite session, caught a few dubs, and here we go. Let's get right into the video.
That was pretty good. You sound like you're ready to be a YouTuber. Don't forget, like and subscribe.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
You just automatically hit like an English accent because all the YouTubers are from England.
Yeah, they always do that. They be like, hey, welcome back to another video. And today, we're going to be playing Fortnite.
There you go.
And tomorrow, I'm going to be live streaming at 3 p.m.
Who do you watch on YouTube? You watch KSI?
I watch a lot of YouTubers. It's like, if your video pop up, I'm going to watch it. If it has, like, a good thumbnail, I like it. I'm going to watch it. I watch a lot of Fortnite. I watch a lot of, what's that channel called? Trap Tro. It's, like, story. Like, it's, like, let's say he's rapping out a story.
Okay.
Like, how,
What are you trying to think of right now?
Dang, why did I forget his name?
It was a little brain fart.
I was nothing, I was hungry.
Oh, Speaker Knockers.
Yeah, Speaker Knockers. Kind of how, like how Speaker Knockers did with Rico. He's like that. And there's another YouTuber.
Uh-huh. You watch Drama Alert?
No.
No?
Let's get right into the news.
Do you like KSI? Not really?
Nah. The only time I've ever heard of KSI is when he fought Logan Paul and whatever his name is, fought Jake Paul.
So you didn't care about watching that, or did you feel like you kind of had to watch it?
I don't really like watching vlogs because most of the vlogs be fake. Like, the pranks, like, they be like on another level of fake, like Morgs fake.
Not a Morgs fan.
Morgs is hiding in my girlfriend's bedroom for 24 hours. Clearly, if this was real, I would totally be, first off, how do you get enough time to set up the camera?
Right.
Second off, you're hiding, like, you know, like, their beds don't have under the bed, so you're literally hiding, like, right next to the bed with no covers on you. How does she not? Oh, hi.
See, this is what's interesting, is that a lot of people like myself, sometimes we see these YouTube videos that are maybe meant for a younger audience, and we just think, like, wow, like, wow, these young kids are actually falling for this. It. But it's good to hear that you're not falling for it.
Yeah, it's like, I'll be looking at the comments like, wow, oh my God, Morgs, how'd you pull this off? I'm like, he didn't pull it off. She knew that he was there.
But that doesn't stop people from watching.
Yeah, they just, I mean, I watch like 2 or 3 videos and I'm like, all right, this kid's too fake. I'm gone.
Mm. Let me say this. So you start making music, the music starts sounding good, but it's kind of a different decision for you to like really go for it and really put out an official song and do an official video. Talk about that decision.
To be honest, it wasn't my decision. I was just like, you know, I made these songs. We're going to put one out this day. And you got a music video this day. I'm like, okay.
Who said that?
My manager.
Your manager. That was kind of the idea. But okay, but even having a manager meant that you sort of wanted to go for the rapper thing, right?
Yeah. It was more of like, I sat my manager and I'm like, I want to do this. He's like, all right, you can do it, bro. I don't really care. I'm like, no. I want to do this. And he was like, okay. You could do this. Then it just took off from there.
Yeah. Were you surprised that the reaction was so big?
Yes, but no, because Amelie's first, I said yes because, like, Amelie's brother, and they're going to want to see what I got. But I said no because of the fact that I didn't know that it was going to hit almost 10 million views. I thought it was going to do, like, 1 million, and that was about it.
That's what surprised me. I thought he'll do 1 million views just based on being Melly's brother. But then when I saw it do 10 million, I'm like, oh, damn. And also, yeah. When I heard the song, I'm like, wow, this is not just some random-ass kid. It's not like a...
And then I was like, okay, let's put out another one and see how it does. That did... What was my second video? I think it was Gucci Belt. Was it Gucci Belt?
You shot so many videos, you can't remember what songs you put out? You only have 2 songs. Right?
No, I got like... 3 music videos out, I think.
Oh, it's 3 now, okay. I got like
3 music videos. So the first, I think it was Gucci Belt, and Gucci Belt did 5 mil. And then I put out Just Want You. Just Want You did like 2.5 mil. Mm. And then I put out Hot Sauce, and Hot Sauce just put 1.1 mil. So I'm like, okay. And all my audios are not even over 1 million. It's like, you listen to the music videos more than you guys listen to the audios. I'm like, listen to the audios.
Yeah, but you know, a certain type of artist, like YoungBoy, does better on YouTube than he does on Spotify. It's very like visual. People want to see him.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it with you too. They want to see the drip.
I want to see the drip.
What you know about a Gucci belt?
I don't know about a Gucci belt.
You don't got one? I bet you do.
I don't.
What kind of shoes you got on? Oh, you got YNW sandals on. That's lit.
I got on YNW sandals.
Is that his chain that you're holding down? Get close to the mic. That you're holding that down while he's away, no. Or is that yours?
This is mine. He gave me this, and this Cuban is like actually mine.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, man.
So you don't get to just automatically borrow all his jewelry while he's
doing his thing. I wish I could. I mean, that big YW chain, I'd be like, oh, let me. Hey, yo, Jamel, can I hold this?
You walking around like a lick. You don't want to be walking around with that much jewelry on, right?
I'll be like,
you ever tuck it? When do you tuck it?
Like, I'm in public, and I have, like, nobody big around me.
Mm.
Like, security or something. I tuck the chain.
My girl bought me a chain, and I only wore it a few times, but I remember one time I was going to the 7-Eleven in the hood, like, late at night. I'm like, putting this shit in my shirt. Fuck that.
Run me your pockets.
But that's what they say in rap songs. They're trying to talk about you're a bitch because you tuck your chain. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm tucking this. I don't want a bum to run up on me.
A bum run up on you with a knife talking about, give me that.
Yeah, give me that ice.
Give me that ice.
He'll come up with the diamond tester and test it and then rob you.
Hold on. Yo, that chain look fly. Let me, okay, give it here.
No, never mind. That shit fake.
See, that's why you gotta wear a fake chain out in the and a real chain out in the bougie areas.
Who does that? You know anyone who does that?
No. I just said it.
Smart idea, though.
Very smart.
So, have you played a lot of shows? How do you feel about the live experience?
A lot of show. I've only done 1 show, and then the Rolling Loud show that you see me at.
Mm.
That's it.
Really?
I did the little Baby on Baby tour thing with Lil Durk. He pulled me out, and then the
Speaking of, this podcast is sponsored by Durkios. You want to try them right now?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they've been in this box for a few weeks. I'm not going to lie.
You never know.
Stale, you never know. Try out the Durkios. Wow, this is lit.
Stale Durkios are better. This man put a whole word search on the back.
You a big Durk fan?
Yeah, that's my dog.
Durk's album is crazy, actually. Everybody go check that out. His most recent project is fire.
9.5 OG gluten-free French vanilla protein cereal.
Gluten-free? Is that what you ordered? You ordered some gluten-free Durkios because you have a gluten allergy? Do you know what gluten is? I'm not really sure myself. No. Something like a carb.
I eat gluten cereal all the time.
You're a badass. Are you going to try it or not?
IKEA. Oh, wow. They got King Von and Durkio, OTF, MO, and Buka.
Shout out King Von. Is King Von on the streets?
No.
No? He's still locked up?
No, he's not locked up.
He's bailed out?
No, he's
King Von's super high. I didn't even know about King Von until he got locked up. Then that's when I started listening to him.
Crazy story.
Those songs are so good, right?
No.
You want us to get a knife or something? Yeah, we got some scissors, right?
This is better.
You know what's crazy about that Durk album is that there's a bunch of stuff edited out of it. Like, clearly, like, them saying stuff about their enemies or whatever. Tough. But then there's so much crazy stuff on the album that I can't even imagine what they edited out in certain parts, you know?
All right, here comes
the... let's do the taste test. No? Come on, that's your boy. You gotta show love even if...
Oh, it's good.
Let me try that. Let me get try
it. Tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios and then the gluten-free hits in and then the protein hits in.
The protein. It does have protein, doesn't it?
It tastes good at first. And everything just starts to kick in at once.
Oh, wow. You're not even lying, actually. That was a really, really good description of what this tastes like. Because you do taste that protein at the end. Pause.
That's crazy.
I'm glad I tried it.
It's not bad, though.
It could be worse, for sure. I don't know. I don't know that Durk is really eating this on a daily basis.
I think he's just selling it.
I think
fans
so, too.
Fans are buying it, though, so you know, hey.
I don't even know if he's selling it. I think it's more just like a promotional thing, you know?
You know, I want to take out the AirPods.
Wow, you're really getting comfortable in here, huh?
Oh, wow, they're dead.
Let me ask you this. How'd you get the name B-Slime?
Huh?
How'd you get the name B-Slime?
How'd I get the name what?
B-Slime.
Oh, it was like, I was already being called B, like just with a regular B.
Uh-huh.
And then they were like, okay, let's add slime to it. And I was like, okay, I don't really care. And then they changed my name on Instagram to YNWBSlime. I'm like, okay, that's going to stick forever. And my manager asked, do you want to go in with this name? I'm like, yeah, my brother gave it to me. I might as well just go into it.
Right.
I want to turn up my headphones.
Oh, turn up your headphones. All right, let me see. Does that sound better?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You miss your brother? You ain't seen him in a while, right?
I miss him. I miss seeing him in person, but I see him on, like, I see him in edits. I see him in, like, the securest place, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then I talked to him on the phone. But I've been seeing him in person, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. That's got to suck, huh? Because you've been around him your whole life.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Hard times. Does it ever get depressing? Do you, like, worry about if you make...
You always got to be happy.
Well, that's a good attitude.
Hold up. You remember? Hakuna
Matata. Oh, I remember. I saw the remake a couple months ago.
Yeah, man. It means no worries.
It's true. I never thought I would be asking YNW Melly's brother how he feels about his court case, and he would respond with a Lion King quote.
Exactly, Hakuna Matata.
You're a very positive guy. I like that.
Yeah, man, I don't try to be sad. Like, I don't talk sad in my music.
Mm.
I'm always like, I'll be really hot. Like,
I think that's what the rap game needs.
Definitely.
Positivity.
I feel like, I don't know if it's just me, but I kind of feel like I started the trend of young rappers.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's like, since I came out, I've seen a lot of 15-year-old, 16-year-old rappers come up.
Mm.
I don't know. It's probably just me.
But they're way older than you.
Yeah, they're like 16, 15.
You got beef with Boba Savage?
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who he is? He's like the littest 12-year-old rapper that I now know about, because when we were going up on stage with Uzi, we ended up in the same van as him. He was really funny. And then I went and checked out his songs.
Who?
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 Okay, so who do you consider your competition? Who are you trying to, like, if this was the UFC, who would you be facing off against next in your battle to get to the top of the rap game? You got fight Drake at the end, but for now you're working your way up.
Hey, man, you ready? You ready for this?
Who?
Maddox.
See, I was thinking that. Because, you know, his podcast went viral when he came on, and he was 12 at the time. Yeah, and so I was thinking about that. This is probably the first time
I'm learning. It's just because of Get Money, yeah, yeah.
Get Money, yeah, yeah.
Except the hardest verse on that song. I don't care what nobody says. And another thing is, what's that song called? It was his first ever song.
What?
It goes like, doo 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 doo. He's playing with fidget spinners.
The fidget spinner, right, yeah. I already can't. Overwhelming.
Yeah, Overwhelming. That's one of his biggest songs, and I'm like, that song was garbage.
You don't like that song?
It's too much auto-tune.
Mm.
And the beat is garbage.
Wow.
I hate that song with a passion.
But so you fuck with Maddox, you just don't like that song?
I mess with him. That's my dog, but still, like, you're my competition right now, so I kind of can't call you my dog, you know?
But he's older now. He's like 15, 16
he's 15,
or something.
But still. He did all of it at 12.
You ever had a girlfriend? Too young. You don't got time for all that.
Not too young.
It's just all about Fortnite and bars.
Yeah. Fortnite, bars, and music videos.
Mm.
Woo! Yeah!
That's what you focus on. Damn, that must be scary being a 12-year-old rapper. You probably got like 30-year-old women hitting you up in the DMs.
No cap.
No cap?
No
cap. So you just delete it, block them, stay away from
it? No, I just don't answer the DM. They stay there.
That's a good point. What is your relationship with your mom like? I just had the pleasure of meeting her. She's a delightful woman.
No, you mom.
She's got Gucci shoes on.
Mom, come here.
She said she didn't want to show her face. I already tried to get her to come on here.
Come here. Come here, mom. Mom, come here.
YNW mom.
Come on. Come here. Come here.
She's like, cut it out. She don't want to be seen on camera. Mama. She can't talk freely.
Mama, how are you supposed to know you my mama if you don't come on?
Do your Googles.
Mama!
You seem like you have a great relationship with your mom.
Mommy! Pull a Stewie.
This
mommy.
Kid is a
mama.
Fool.
Mama. Mom. Mom. Mommy. Mom. 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 Mom.
You gotta be mommy. One of the weirdest people I ever had on here, bro.
Mom. Mom. Mama. Mommy. 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 Mom.
His mom at this point is kind of like, what is wrong with
mom,
you?
Mom. Miggity, mom. Mom, mom. Miggity. All right, she doesn't want to come. I'm going to try one more time.
You're a mess.
Miggity. Mom. Miggity. Mom. Yeah. Mom. Mom.
I feel like I should be trying to rein you in more here because this is really you're on another planet right now, bro.
Mom.
What do we got to look forward to in terms of new music from you? What are the plans? Album.
Album.
It's your plot on the album.
The album's done. It's coming very soon.
Who's gonna be on the album? You have unreleased melody tracks on it?
One unreleased melody track.
Really?
An album. It's coming very soon.
Do you think this is an important time for you to make a statement about who you are as a rapper?
Yeah, this is gonna, this album is gonna get me more respect.
Is it weird to be so young? I know that you are young, so it's like you don't know that you're young, but is it weird to like most of your competition is like well into their 20s in terms of the rap game and you're so young?
I'm like, they don't really see me as competition. They see me as a young goat. I'm like, you still competition, but I appreciate your comment as being called the young goat. Them Dirk yells got me. Ugh.
Got you messed up, right? I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I don't know if that just did something to me or what.
I don't know if it just put me in a whole another world or something. I don't know if they're stale.
They might be laced with something. You don't know what Dirk's into, bro. He's from the streets.
Dirk-io.
You know what they were doing, mixing stuff together out there on the streets. Who knows what he was doing to the cereal. I mean, hey, it's a possibility.
Dirk-io.
I don't even know what Dirk was doing in the streets, but I wouldn't put him above mixing the cereal with some B12 or something. I don't know. Okay, so when's the album coming out?
Very soon.
You planning on going on tour, doing anything to promote it?
Just very soon.
You're still just waiting for are you thinking about signing? Like, do you think it's likely to happen, or are you going to really wait?
I don't know, man. To be honest, I really don't know, man. It can happen. It can't happen. You never know, man. Like, it can happen tomorrow. It can happen today. It can happen at 5 p.m. Oh, wait. It's about 6.
It probably Usually albums come out on Friday.
Jet lag.
You're hurting from that, huh?
It's like 7:50 in Florida.
Yeah.
That's why I yawned earlier.
You get a lot of sleep?
Yeah, definitely.
When you're young, especially, you need to get a lot of sleep.
I'd be snoring. Like, before I came here, I was riding scooters, and I wanted to go to sleep.
Oh, yeah, this is the more important question. What's your diet like? Besides the Durkios. Occasional Durkio.
Occasional Durkio sitting in the fridge, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so here on my diet is I wake up, I eat some Durkio. I eat some Reese Puffs, some Durkio, some Fruity Pebbles, and some Durkio.
It's all cereal time. Diet?
I just put the Durkio cereal back up. Reese Puffs, Fruity Pebbles, put them all back up. Lunchtime comes around. Mom, I don't want no more Durkio. So it's either Wendy's or we go out to dinner or I eat some more. What does that box say?
Oh, Durkio's.
Or some Fruity Pebbles.
Courtesy of SoFlo Snacks.
Or I'll eat some, I'll probably eat some cereal or something if we don't go out to eat or do something.
So basically just a lot of cereal. That's
just
what I'm
hearing. Just a lot of cereal, like. Because I'm mostly in my game room. So I'm like, what's the quickest snack I could come on before the boys need me again on the Fortnite, you know? What's the quickest thing I could throw? Oh, cereal. Let's go. Go get some cereals. I go to Ben and Jerry's sometimes.
So are you still into sports or is it all Fortnite?
Yeah.
You're still into sports, though.
I'll be playing basketball. I'll be playing football sometimes. Like, beyond rapping, like if I'm not rapping or doing nothing, I'll go to the basketball court once in a while. With my friend.
That's what's up.
Like me, Drew, Jay, probably go to like a trampoline park or something.
That's good because I feel like the stereotype about kids that play video games is that they just play video games and they kind of miss out on the rest of life. You know, like if I wasn't riding BMX bikes and stuff throughout my high school years and I just was doing the online thing, I feel like I would have kind of missed out on a lot.
I feel like Fortnite streamers miss out on something. You know what that something is? A lot of sleep.
I was going to say something else, but yeah, sleep too.
And they miss out on a lot of life, but it's mostly sleep. Like Tfue, for example, he was up 48 hours waiting on the update to drop. Like, whoa, go to sleep, man.
Right. And he's rich and famous, and he's still stressing out over it.
Still like, oh, no, man, this is my job. Come on.
Right.
Don't end like this.
I can't believe that you don't like Ninja. Well, he went to Mixer, so I guess you do have him.
And another thing is, like, I just feel like when he does it, it's like, he over-exaggerates about his kills. Like, he gets a snipe. Oh, yeah, baby! Woo! Like, not that serious.
Well, that's good.
He do this all the time. Like, hit a squad for 52. Come on, man. Let's rush.
And you're just sitting at home like,
no, I mean, you're doing too much. Like,
but that's what you get for watching all these white boys. There's got to be some cool streamers that are, like, at least a little bit.
TSM Myth. TSM Daquan.
There are some. See, I don't really know.
That's about it. That's like some of the coolest, you know. Me.
Yeah.
Me.
Me. YNWB Slam.
YNWB Slam Gaming.
I'm impressed, man. You're a cool kid.
Yeah.
Never would have saw it coming. I didn't know you were going to be this funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where should the people go if they want to connect with your content? YouTube and Spotify and Apple Music.
Apple Music and podcast.
Podcast?
Do you hear that?
What?
I hear music somewhere.
Probably from your friggin' earbuds.
Welcome to B Slime's podcast. We're back. And this episode is sponsored by Durkio.
You're a menace, bro. YNW B Slime. What a guy. YNW forever, right?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Free Melly.
Free Melly. That's for life.
He gonna be home soon, right?
Definitely.
Let's stay positive.
Yeah, man. You gotta pray.
Gotta pray. I don't even believe in God, but I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna pray to somebody.
You gotta pray to somebody.
I'll pray to... Well, yeah. I was trying to think of somebody. It wasn't working. YNWB Slime. No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world.
Yeah, man.
Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud.
Sponsored by Starbucks and Durkios.
iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. Durkios.
Durkios.